Simpson here on Coast to Coast AM. I know we have a lot of animal lovers in our audience, dogs and cats particularly. You might be interested in this. You know how they talk about they want to put a limit on malpractice suits for people so that, you know, if your doctor does malpractice, you can sue him, but the most you could get would be $250,000 for people? Well, Colorado is going to be facing the possibility of legislation that would allow people there to sue veterinarians and animal abusers and seek damages for loss of companionship up to $100,000. What they want to do, the current law there classifies dogs and cats as property, and pet owners can only get fair market value in a lawsuit. If it's passed, however, it would be the first such companionship law in the nation. Now, the Veterinary Association opposes it, saying that the changes would increase the cost of veterinary care, which would be passed on to consumers, meaning they'd have to respond to frivolous lawsuits, more diagnostic tests, now that would have to be required to practice defensive medicine, and also the insurance that the doctors would have to carry. So keep an eye on that, because Colorado is already one of 14 states legally recognizing dogs and cats as beneficiaries, so you can leave your money and property to your pet. Now they're going to get into it with the lawsuits. That's going to be an interesting one to watch, since they want to put a 250 cap for people and a 100 for animals. Think about it. Let's get to the phones. We've got Jody on the first-time caller line calling us from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Hi, Jody. Hello, Jody.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Barbara. I'd like to ask your opinion on the Angel Speak books.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read those books?
I have seen a couple of them, yes.
Okay, I was just wondering your opinion.
What's your reaction to them? I mean, when you read them, what's your reason for reading them? What are you looking for as a reader?
I was actually given it as a gift, and first mm-hmm. I was pretty skeptical. But I tried it before I called you, and I wrote, "Dear Telephone Line Angels, please get me through the Barbara Simpson so I can bring up Angel Speak," and I'm telling you, it worked. I got through on the third ring.
Well, I didn't think that I had any angels sitting on my shoulder for my phone calls, but you know something, that's not a bad concept.
It really is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I believe in it. I really do.
You know, I think, Jody, really a lot of those things depend a lot on your belief. And sometimes I think you put the energy out there to try to influence something, and I think that can have a definite effect. Whether it's an angel or not for mundane, everyday things, I'm not so sure. I think mm-hmm. from a religious point of view and a protecting your soul point of view, the concept of angels is not one that I would argue too much with. Whether you use it to get onto the phone, I don't know. But, hey, it worked for you, and I'm glad it did. I hope you listen every weekend.
I do. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Jody. Appreciate your calling. The whole concept that you tell kids, you know, about guardian angels and that type of thing, you have to kind of believe that there's something. I mean, just look at the story I just mentioned about that man in Japan. It's a miracle that he lived. First of all, that he was, 83, 84 years old, that he even heard the train, number one. You know, your hearing kind of goes when you get old. Number two, that he had the presence of mind to realize he couldn't get out of the way and just flattened himself, and that he survived. You almost look at it and say, boy, somebody was watching over him, and maybe it was his guardian angel. It's kind of a nice concept. So if it's true, then we're never, ever totally alone, which is not so bad either. Let's go to Eric on the West of the Rockies line. He's calling us from Cheyenne. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing, Barbara?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I have one quick thing I wanted to say before I got to my question. And I was looking this up online, and I found there is this one beast, and it's more repulsive than the chupacabra, from what I can tell.
Ooh, what is it?
It sucks not only the blood, but the souls of any persons that it comes in contact with. I've heard it's uglier than the skunk ape, and it smells like a rotting corpse. And the last thing, it's actually you. You're the Antichrist, Barbara.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know what I look like?
I can sense it.
Really? But I use good deodorant, and my mom loves me.
All right. Thanks, Barbara.
Thanks, Eric. And he's sweet. And it's not even a full moon. See what he turns into on the night of the full moon. Takes one to know one. Mike, east of the Rockies in Cleveland. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Barbara. Haven't talked
Hello.
To you in a long time.
I know. Where have you been?
I've been trying to call your show, but the line's busy. Then I called up this talk show over at World Link Viewpoint. I'm on TV.
Oh, well, listen, don't call my competition. You got to call me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, Barbara.
So what's going on?
It's still snowing.
Is it really?
Yeah, no, it was.
Mm-hmm.
It just drips and drops of snow.
You've had a pretty tough winter there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard about Mount Vesuvius, who've been dormant since 79 A.D.,
Mm-hmm.
How's it doing?
I just talked about it. Weren't you listening?
Yes, it was, but I tried to call your show.
Oh, I see. You're on the line. Well, no, they're saying that they've been studying it, and they think it's going to come back to life, and if it does, it's going to be very dangerous.
Whoa, it killed enough people the first time.
Yeah, well, they say if it really blows its top this time, pretty much the way it did, because there's so many more people living around there, that it might even affect the city of Naples. I didn't realize Naples was that close. I knew it was close. It's only 13 miles, which is not very far.
That's too close for comfort.
Yes, I don't think I'd want to be around during that. Okay, Mike.
Kyle, who is the fishing industry over there?
Yes. Have you ever gone to Pompeii?
No. I'm one of these poor Americans who don't get out of the country much.
Oh, listen, there's some great ways to travel. I hope you get a chance to go, at least when there's no eruption. Thanks a lot, Mike. Let's go to the wild card line. Hi, caller. Where are you? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Tony.
Hi, Tony. Where are you?
I'm calling from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Okay.
KFYZ.
Terrific station.
Yes. I called to say or ask, you know, maybe people should cut NASA a little bit of slack. I used to work for Shuttle Systems myself back in the 70s and early 80s when we were developing the systems. And they think that there might have been, you know, if there was a problem at the launch, that they should have done something about it. What they don't realize is that it's like a bottle rocket. Once you light the fuse on those solid booster engines, there's nothing you can do to stop the process. Once you've gone through the check and all of those hours of countdowns, when the engine lights and it's on its way, you're traveling at 7.3 miles per second escape velocity.
Yeah.
You really can't call that off.
Yeah, but wait a second. This accident didn't happen on the launch. This accident happened on the return, and so the reentry. And so you have a whole different situation. As a matter of fact, I spoke with Don Nelson, who worked for, I think it was 36 years for NASA, and he was the one that wrote the letter to the president asking for a moratorium on the manned flights until they solve some of this problem. And his suggestion, in fact, that they have some type of an escape capsule, which they could have done, and they didn't. And he had a whole list of all of the problems that NASA has had with different flights, and those things were never really properly addressed. So I think that you can't cut NASA that much slack. And did you hear the comment the other day with one of the people from NASA was saying he was promising the families of the astronauts and the upcoming astronauts that this kind of meaning an accident like this, would never happen again? That's impossible to promise. That's impossible.
And statistically, we've done rather well considering we have only had two accidents.
Well, if you count Apollo 1, which was, not a shuttle, obviously, but those three guys got burned to death.
Yep. But I'm not saying that NASA may not have been responsible or there might not have been negligence. And yes, it did happen on reentry, but people keep stressing that something or a piece of ice or a piece of foam or something fell off and hit the wing and may have caused the problem that caused the breakup and reentry.
Mm-hmm.
In the long run, if they're going to dwell on the problems at the launch, they should be looking further into the details of how they could have fixed the problem while they were up there.
Tony, first they have to find out what the problem is. And I think that they have to do that. And apparently what they are doing is trying to look at every possibility. Once they do that, then you analyze whether or not it was something that might have been taken care of in flight. But from what I understand, there was no way for them to do a spacewalk to go outside and fix anything. They didn't have any tools. They didn't have the proper setup to do that. So even if they found out what was wrong, I don't think they had a way to go out and fix it anyhow.
Yeah, there was, you know, it was a catch-22 situation. You were already out there, and you had nothing to do, you know. And with the shuttle, it is a very sturdy craft, and you know, it's obviously proven its worth. It's the, you know, the semi truck of the space industry. So
yeah, except it's very fragile, and as you said, if there's any negligence or responsibility, then, in my opinion, the person who was negligent or responsible should take the heat for it, and that's why they do an investigation. I don't think we should give that person or those people any slack. 7 people are dead, and it cost a lot of money on top of it. We'll continue right here on Coast to Coast AM. I'm Barbara Simpson. I was so